Created in 2009, the university's Holocaust and Genocide Memorial stands at the edge of a large quiet pond, bisected by the well-used pathway to the North Campus parking lots. Railroad tracks converge toward a 12-foot glass tower at the water's edge, which in turn faces inland toward a bushy, vibrant horse chestnut tree planted 3 years ago from a cutting taken from the Anne Frank tree that stood outside the Amsterdam home in which she hid during World War II. Elaine Leader, retired former dean of social sciences at Sonoma State, led the push to create the memorial and welcomed a small gathering of middle and high school teachers, encouraging them to think of it as an educational resource.
When we got the Anne Frank tree, part of the stipulation of receiving it was that we would continue education in the community. And we felt like we needed to move forward in that educational process. And I want more children to come here.
Maha Gregoretti teaches sixth grade at Roner Park's Technology Middle School. Hearing about the memorial and how it acknowledges multiple genocides worldwide in the 20th century and beyond got her thinking about how she could incorporate its lessons with hers.
Even though I teach math and science, I think it's important to teach about humanity and how important it is to take care of each other. I really want to include something about this because we always do talk about how to treat each other, campus community and as school family, but this is important as a world family to bring it bigger.
Rancho Cotati High School teacher Kate McGarity also envisioned many ways that students might enrich their coursework through visits to the Memorial Grove.
An art class could come and discuss how this was a design from an idea. World history has opportunities to come here when we discuss genocide and Holocaust. Journalism students can come here and look at the brick for Daniel Pearl and make a connection to those journalists who have sacrificed in their art of journalism. Students in the middle school, as eighth graders, are expected to read Diary of Anne Frank. And I was thinking the last chapter could be read here in a grove like this and really have an impact.
All of which delighted Dean Leader.
This whole project was started 10 years ago with an event for the Holocaust survivors. And who knows what reverberations will continue to emanate from it.
For Flora Lee Gansler, coordinator for the Story Project of Sonoma County, which brings survivors or their children together with younger students, it seemed that the details of such efforts were almost secondary to the broader message behind them.
I think it's important to create a community with Orlando and the response of the world. We realize that if we don't fill that void, the people who hate will fill it. And the more we extend our arms and open our hearts to each other, this will be a better place for our grandchildren to grow up in.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.